Motorists have probably noticed gas prices falling around the state. This is mainly tied to the coronavirus and fears that the coronavirus will continue to reduce global economic growth and global demand for crude oil. Ohio's average today is $2.24 a gallon. A week ago, it was at $2.40 a gallon. So we've seen gas prices across Ohio fall by 16 cents in 1 week. Many stations across the state are now sitting below $2 a gallon. Nationally, we're seeing an average today of $2.42 a gallon. A year ago, it was at $2.43, so only 1 cent different. But the price has fallen nationally on average about 5 cents in the past week. So we are seeing prices falling across the country. This is largely tied to demand destruction and fears of further demand destruction caused by the coronavirus. Last week, crude oil futures lost more than 16%, according to OPIS. This is the largest decline in more than 11 years. Last week ended with crude oil prices at their lowest level since December of 2018. Since gas prices are largely tied to the crude oil prices, we've also been seeing prices falling at the pump. While markets and crude oil prices have advanced slightly in the last couple of days, it's really difficult to say if they're going to continue to advance or fall back again. Some of the recent optimism in the market has really been tied to the fact that OPEC and its allies are going to be meeting later this week, and there's been talk of cutting crude oil production globally to help to rebalance the market and raise the crude oil prices. So taking some of that excess crude out of the market to help to raise the prices. In addition, there's been notes that central banks have suggested that they're going to help countries dealing with the economic impact of COVID-19. So this is also helped to give the market a little bit of optimism and see a little bit of an increase this week. It's very difficult to tell how long this is going to continue or if it's going to continue. We'll know more later this week when OPEC and its allies meet. Another factor to consider is that we are just a couple weeks away from the spring refinery maintenance season. So in the middle of March, we typically will see refineries change over from the winter blend of gasoline to the summer blend of gasoline, which is a little bit more expensive to make. During that time, refineries will often undergo spring maintenance, which can cause some refineries to be offline or possibly have some issues when they're starting back up. A lot of times we will see price spikes related to the changeover from the winter blend of gasoline to the summer blend of gasoline, and also that refinery maintenance. In addition, as we get closer to the summer driving season, we typically see prices hitting their highest points of the year in May or June, just as we enter into the peak of the summer driving season. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether that happens or not this year, because the coronavirus is really driving the global economy and the gas prices right now. So it's all going to depend on how it plays out and how long it continues to impact the global economy.